Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If you're thinking that the radio's full of dreck, then it's time to listen to Soundcheck.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today's show has a strong visual theme to it. We'll hear from a musically inspired visual artist who just won a major award in the arts world, and singer Robin Hitchcock will tell us about his favorite moments from the films of Alfred Hitchcock. No relation, by the way. But first, let me give you a series of images. See how many of these pop immediately into your mind's eye. Mick Jagger, lips pursed, arms akimbo, doing his rooster strut across the stage. Leonard Cohen, the brim of his fedora pulled down over his forehead, gravely intoning his lyrics into a hushed arena. Bob Dylan, looking like your grandpa on the morning after he forgot he was a grandpa, but still leading his band on his never-ending tour. This is what rock music looks like right now. It may have begun as the ultimate expression of youth, but musicians in their 60s and 70s are having banner years. In the last 12 months, we've heard from the Stones and Dylan and Leonard Cohen. Even David Bowie has returned, and the reviews have been good. All this has gotten our regular contributor Joe Levy thinking, when, if ever, are you too old to rock? Joe Levy is editor of Billboard. Joe, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Good to be here.
So is there such a thing as too old to rock?
You know, I would have said yes a number of years ago, maybe 10 years ago or more. Now I'm not sure, and that's what makes this so weird. You know, we're talking about guys who, when they hit middle age, Dylan and the Stones in particular, went into a sideways spin.
Yeah, they seemed to lose the plot a bit, didn't they?
Absolutely. I would say artistically, midlife crises, mm-hmm. if not emotionally, I have no way of knowing. But, you know, think about the records that Dylan was making when he was in his mid-40s, Knocked Out Loaded, one of his very worst, released a week after his 45th birthday. But think about the records he's making in his 60s and 70s, which stand with his best work.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It makes no sense. Now think about the Stones, who also are making better records than they did in the 1980s and are still on stage acting like they're young men pushing 70 years old.
Yeah. So when you were, I mean, if I had asked you this question 10 years ago and you had said, yeah, I think there is an age at which you're too old to rock and roll, what would that age have been?
I would have guessed 69, the age of Mick Jagger right now. I would have guessed 65. It's a good retirement age. 10 years ago, I would have said, yeah, this is kind of it. Every Stones tour you feel like is going to be the last.
Yeah.
I got to get there right now because how can they keep going? And they're probably going to tour more this year, at which point Jagger, he'll turn 70, mm-hmm. and they'll have lived longer and toured longer than their idols. You know, what they used to say was, why do we need to stop? Why do we need to stop? We grew up idolizing Muddy Waters. He never stopped.
Right.
And yet, look at Muddy Waters in his 50s or 60s. He looks like a full-grown man.
Mm-hmm.
He's balding. He's paunchy. He's commanding. He's a majestic figure. I saw Muddy Waters play in 1981. It was pretty amazing. But it has nothing to do with what Mick Jagger does on stage right now.
Uh-huh.
Mick Jagger, who looks like a guy in his 20s with the head of an old man, surgically attached.
Isn't that an appealing notion? Here's a sound to go with it from the Stones and their 2012 release, One More Shot.
Doing something I thought I never would do. Give me one more.
Song's called One More Shot. The Rolling Stones, man, they've had one shot after another at retiring and have passed up every one of them. They are the poster boys for what we're talking about on Soundcheck today with Billboard editor Joe Levy. The question of, is there such a thing as being too old to rock?
And frankly, if someone was offering you $5 million a show to come out of retirement, you might find that you, too, were young enough to keep going.
Yeah. Is there such a thing as being too old to rock? Here are some comments that have come in. From the Wall Street Journal's Jim Fusilli via Twitter, the answer is yes, but age has nothing to do with it.
That's an interesting point. Yes, it's an interesting point. And again, it goes
back to
some
people are 30 and are too old to rock.
And I think that's entirely right. And I think 30 and 40, which is what I was just saying, is probably harder than 60 or 70, which is the age in which Dylan and the Stones started going back to those core values that they started with. In their 30s and 40s, they came across as middle-aged crazy because they were trying to keep up.
I like this comment from Left Field MGMT, also via Twitter. Is there such a thing as too old to rock? He or she writes, if you're asking, you're too old.
Which is a snappy thing to say, and I want to agree with it, but I'm not sure. Because remember, way back in their 20s and 30s, you would find Jagger saying, yeah, we'll stop someday. Yeah, you don't want to keep doing this when you're 50.
Well, and what about the Who? You know, hope I die before I get old. And there they are, you know, still rocking the arenas.
Not still rocking. Roger Daltrey's still showing his chest.
I know.
I mean, if Steven Tyler does that, I run screaming.
Let's go to the phones. We got an interesting voicemail from our listener, Alice, which actually sort of references the band we were just listening to.
I think it's all about aging gracefully. I turned 40 this year, and I don't act 20. I don't want to be 20. If you're known for dynamic performances like the Stones, then you need to evolve over time like U2 has. I saw them in 89 and 98, and the Stones' energy had really declined, so I decided I would never see them again. Adam Levine can sing about the moves like Jagger, but Jagger doesn't have them anymore.
All right.
Not
Avril Lavigne hope, who sings that. But
I only hope that I can move like Jagger does when I'm 70, or for that matter, Leonard Cohen. If you saw any of those Leonard Cohen shows, they go on for 3 hours, and he's not prancing around like Jagger, but he comes across in a devotional manner. Mm-hmm. He moves. He bows to the audience. He bows to the musicians. It's a constant stream of activity from a guy who is how old now? 78?
Yeah, I guess so. Somewhere in the upper 70s.
It's incredible.
Sure. All right, back to the phones. Our listener Danny is joining us live on the line. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, I mean, we've been talking about the Stones just because they're sort of first and foremost in people's minds when we talk about being too old to rock and roll. Have you experienced the Stones recently?
I haven't recently, but I did see them in 1993 on the Voodoo Lounge Tour. Thinking, I need to see them now because they'll never tour again. And, you know, at that time, Jagger was pushing 50, so I was proven wrong. But as Joe pointed out, you know, I think they've hit lulls in their career. There have certainly been ups and downs. And this new song, One More Shot, just reminds me of some vintage, you know, 1980s Tattoo You Rolling Stones, which I think is great. So they've had a bit of a resurgence. So I guess the question is not are you too old to rock, but are you still good at it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, Alice, who we heard just before you, Danny, was saying that a couple of years ago, she came to the conclusion that Jagger didn't have it anymore. Obviously, there are other people who have other opinions. Tom on our website writes, being 53 years old, I have seen many great artists who are no longer with us. Although we can never hear 20-year-old Mick Jagger sing again, we shouldn't deny younger people the chance to hear these legends live. If they hung it up early, I would never have heard B.B. King, Dizzy Gillespie, Andres Segovia, or Joe Pass live. So here's a guy who experienced some great jazz, classical, and blues musicians towards the end of their lives and careers. And if they didn't quite bring it with the same intensity as they might have when they were 20, they were still, you know, doing their...
And yet all of those traditions, all of those musics have a tradition of age and dignity and of your sound changing over time. No one expects Dizzy Gillespie at the end of his career to blow exactly like he did at the start of his career. At this point, B.B. King, who tours with a large band, has... you know, the luxury of sitting down on stage. By the way, he plays like fire still.
Yeah.
Still at this moment. But again, all of those musics, you're allowed to get old. Well, whereas in rock and roll, this is uncharted territory.
Well, but now let me go back to what you were talking about before. Leonard Cohen, who, you know, has a kind of grave bearing, a kind of dignity to his performance on stage.
And who, by the way, makes better records now than he ever did. The stage performances are remarkable. They are basically religious experiences, and I think they are meant to be. That is the feeling he wants to get across to the crowd. He considers this a devotional act, what he gives to the crowd, what the crowd gives back to him. Mind you, this is a guy who started touring because he found himself in financial difficulty,
right,
made so much money on these arena tours, Leonard Cohen filling arenas at this point, that he no longer has to do it. Clearly, he is continuing to do this because of the rewards. But again, that is a music, a style of music, and the content of the music, much of it is about where he is in his life now, or reinterpreting those original songs about, you know, in the vision of his aging and mortality.
And his audience is a mix of many generations, you know, his contemporaries to their grandkids. Ken, our listener Ken, is on the line with us, has seen Leonard Cohen in recent years. And Ken, what do you think of Leonard Cohen's performances these days?
I was kind of blown away that the show got stronger and stronger as it went on. And I will say that my 14-year-old daughter bought me tickets for the Barclays show in December.
Uh-huh.
And we're big fans, you know, and I think it is a multi-generational thing, because I've been to a lot of shows for, you know, aging rockers, and oftentimes the crowd reflects the people on the stage. But I think with Leonard Cohen, he kind of transcends rock. It's almost like a Bertolt Brecht kind of thing, where it's like a theater feel to it, but it definitely drew a wide variety of people.
Now, you said you went with your 14-year-old daughter. Was she the only teenager in the crowd, or not by a long shot?
She might have been one of the younger people, but the two people right next to us was also a mother and a daughter. The daughter might have been 20, and the mother was in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of, I know on my part, like I make an effort to get my kids into that kind of, you know, into good music. But the kids, you know, they like it on their own. They don't have to be forced. And we stayed almost till the end. You know, by the end, Leonard wore us out, because it was about midnight. My kid had to get up for school.
So now, wait a minute. The 78-year-old guy was still willing to rock past midnight. It was you and the teenager who had to leave.
I'd like to say that the teenager had to get up for school, but it was an epic show.
All right, thanks, Ken. Leonard Cohen still going strong, and this is from his 2012 record called Old Ideas.
I'd love to speak with Leonard. He's a sportsman and a shepherd. He's a lazy bastard living in a suit. But he does say what I tell him, even though it isn't welcome. He just doesn't have the freedom to refuse. He will speak these words of wisdom like a sage, a man of vision, though he knows he's really nothing but the brief elaboration of a tube. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before.
Going home from last year's Old Ideas record by Leonard Cohen, the singer, songwriter, poet, and one of the musicians who has sort of refused to go gently into that good night that
Marathon man in concert,
yeah,
putting dads and their 14-year-old daughters, you know, out into the street because
right,
he's outlasting them on stage. You know, that song is about being called home by your maker, Leonard Cohen singing in the voice of God. It is a song about mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Much of that record is called Old Ideas because at this point he is old, and also because these are things he's been talking about for a long time. But there are artists like the Stones who represent something different. And it really struck me. I went to that Barclays show.
Leonard Cohen or the Stones?
The Stones. I went to see the Stones when they played the first of their U.S. dates on this very brief 50th anniversary tour. And it was an odd experience because people would have gone nuts, absolutely nuts, if they had just walked out on stage, waved, and walked away. They didn't have to do much to win over that crowd. But what I came to understand was that they represented something to that crowd. Yeah, and that crowd was an older crowd. It was an expensive ticket. And what they represented was the freedom to live and do what you want and move around and be who you want to be, which is more or less the same thing they did represent 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Joe Levy, the editor of Billboard, about when are you ever too old to rock and roll? And the Stones and Leonard Cohen would seem to indicate the answer is no. All Good on our website writes, Mick and the boys still rock, keep them rolling forever. Pollyanna via Twitter writes, not too old to rock, just too old to rock that rock look.
That's a fair point.
I mean, you know, when Roger Daltrey performs with his shirt becoming increasingly open and unbuttoned, at some point you just want to say, Roger, just...
You are no longer a golden god. You are still golden in your way, but less godlike. Let's move on.
All right. So let's move on from the guys and the gods to where are the goddesses and the gals in this conversation?
It's a very fair point. The obvious example of someone who took a long break, came back strong, and has continued to just make her music, do her thing, and perform brilliantly on stage is Patti Smith. But he won't leave you, and the way to heaven is true, true blue. Say, 66 years old, younger than Jagger, but not by much. And then there are some question marks. Where are the women? Are they allowed to, given the space culturally, to keep up with these aging male rockers? Cher is putting out a record, a hotly anticipated record, songs contributed by Pink and others who have been influenced by Cher. That is due out this year. People are excited. Tina Turner, who actually retired, seems to have meant it in her 60s, could fill arenas tomorrow if she decided to come back and go on tour. So there are women who are allowed to continue, and yet we're not talking about them in the same, you know, moment as the Stones, Leonard Cohen, The Who, you know, all these people who've been coming at us over the last few months, David Bowie even, who caused a media sensation by releasing a song on his birthday, a very quiet song too.
Yeah,
he had that experimental Berlin phase and then found himself wanting to return to dance music, was very successful at it briefly with Let's Dance, and since has really been trying different things. And I feel like he is one of those guys who tried to keep up and now has nothing to prove.
Right.
And at least in this one song that he's released, we don't know exactly what the record will be, seems utterly himself and seems to neither be trying to keep up with his old self or blaze a new trail, making very quiet, simple music, and I find it to be very poignant and moving.
His producer, Tony Visconti, says the rest of the album rocks. But as you say, this song is, I mean, it seems to have a kind of reflective sound of a man maybe feeling his years, looking back at
the lyrics
times,
are definitely about being lost. They're disassociated. They're about walking the dead, not waking the dead. As a song to release on your birthday, it seems to have a certain ruminative, reflective message about mortality.
It's called Where Are We Now from David Bowie.
Had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that. Just walking the dead. Sitting in the jungle, I remember the stars. I man lost in time near Cardiff. Just walking the dead.
A plaintive song from David Bowie that he released without any kind of leak or hint that it was coming on his birthday earlier this month. And there is a full-length album due in March. There's a huge exhibit about David Bowie at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, also opening in March. So, you know, here's another guy well into his 60s, and Joe, still rocking. I mean, you wouldn't know it by this song, but apparently the rest of the album will be much more up-tempo.
Let's see. I mean, certainly the focus on him at that moment when that song came out was remarkable, and more of a focus than orchestrated publicity campaigns for albums he was putting out about 10 years earlier. Bowie, yep. People missed him, had a heart attack on stage while playing in Germany, has not appeared on stage since, has been very firm about not touring behind mm-hmm. this record. There is a hunger for him, and let's see what happens. But this moment, you would not have predicted this 10 years ago when he was trying to engineer moments like this, when he was putting out new records and saying, hey, I have a few thoughts. I'm trying a few new sounds. You might want to check me out. Let's do some interviews. Let's talk this over. Now, surprise release, no interviews, and people are tripping over themselves.
Yeah. Can you be too old to rock? I guess. What's your takeaway from this, Joe?
That it's weird. That this is strange. That no one expected to be here. No one thought Dylan, the Stones, Leonard Cohen would be filling arenas in their 70s. Nobody believed it was possible. Nobody thought it was a good idea. Nobody thought it was dignified, necessary, and no one believed they could still make good music. Go back 10 or 15 years, everyone made jokes about these guys. Everyone made jokes about rock stars getting older. Mm-hmm. And then what happens? Everybody got older. Everybody got older. Kids came up, were interested not just in the older music, but also in seeing these people play. And we've got a strange world. We're figuring it out as we go. Yeah. But it appears, weirdly enough, that no. Yeah, there are examples of people who can get too old to rock. Aerosmith, who had a career resurgence in their 40s. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you want to keep seeing them do this. But other guys,
well,
they're doing great work.
I just have to say, it's so nice to see that, you know, aging rock stars are not consigned to the Great American Songbook, you know, doing their standards album, that you can still write your own songs and really, you know, as the Stones continue to do, bring it on stage. Joe Levy is editor of Billboard magazine and part of our Soundcheck bullpen. And Joe, good to see you again.
Good to be here.
This is Soundcheck.
Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing. Blowing like's gonna sweep my world away. I'm gonna stop in Carbondale and keep on going. That Duquesne train gonna ride me night and day. You say I'm a gambler, you say I'm a pimp, but I ain't neither one. Listen to that Duquesne whistle blowing.
That's the song Duquesne Whistle from Bob Dylan's most recent album, Tempest, released in September of last year. So, what do you think? Can you be too old to rock? Leave a message on our site at soundcheck.org or a voicemail at 866-939-1612.